Uganda is intensifying efforts to cut new HIV infections to under 10,000 annually by 2031, officials warned, as experts caution that young people remain the most vulnerable group and could reverse decades of hard-won progress. Dr. Nelson Musoba, Director General of the Uganda AIDS Commission, outlined the country's 3-0 strategy defining the end of AIDS as a public health threat, zero new HIV infections, zero AIDS-related deaths, and zero stigma and discrimination. In 2024, Uganda recorded 36,000 new HIV infections, and the target is to reduce this to less than 10,000 by 2031. The second zero focuses on AIDS-related deaths, which Uganda aims to reduce to below 5,000 annually. Meanwhile, the Uganda Prison Service has warned that extreme overcrowding in correctional facilities is accelerating the spread of HIV and other infectious diseases, creating what officials describe as a growing public health crisis that threatens both inmates and the wider community. The warning was delivered during the launch of the Uganda HIV Marathon in Kampala, where prison health authorities outlined the scale of congestion and its implications for disease prevention and treatment inside detention facilities. Assistant Commissioner for Health and Head of the Prisons Health Unit, Dr. James Kisambu, said Uganda's prisons house approximately 80,000 inmates at any given time, about 350% of their intended capacity. He warned that such overcrowding creates conditions that enable infectious diseases, including HIV and tuberculosis, to spread more easily.